Hi, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I guess the topic of today seems to be a lot of questions about hormone replacement therapy. And I have a question pertaining to my husband's situation. He has prostate cancer. It's considered like a low to moderate level, and he's had it for about 10 years, and it was essentially at a level up that they would consider appropriate just for active surveillance, so very moderate levels. But we wound up actually going in to Tahoma Clinic actually for care because there was a section of his prostate cancer that actually started to become more active, and it wasn't considered aggressive yet, but it was more active. And unfortunately, he was kind of responding to some of the alternative therapies for suppressing it, and he was getting this very peculiar behavior where his PSA was, it would drop way down, and then it would come back up, not to as high of a level, but then it would, like, drop back down and go back up. So it just kept seesawing back and forth. So ultimately, the decision, he made a decision that he needed to proceed with something a little bit more aggressive. So fortunately, he's going to be getting HIFU treatment done just on the section of his prostate cancer that is the most, moderate, that there's a very small section that's moderate that seems to be kind of, driving the rest of the cancer. So he's going to be getting a HIFU done, which is that high-intensity focused laser on this one section, and it's actually in a clinical study. So all that to say, after he's done with this, he should be essentially back to the same level that he was at, where he's going to have a very kind of moderate level of prostate cancer. And what we're, our hope is to kind of hold out and eventually have him treated with the immune therapies that they're coming out with for treating cancer, where it kind of activates your own immune system to fight it, which they've talked about. I guess they've got that available in Israel, and it's going to be coming out, I should say, in Israel. But all that to say, our question is, after he gets done with this HIFU treatment, and assuming that his cancer is now once again at a very low level, would it be appropriate or unwise for him to look into any kind of testosterone therapy, because he's like 59 years old, and when he was on hormone replacement therapy prior to this, he felt fantastic, and he really misses that. So,
well, have you heard of Professor Abraham Morgan Taylor? Not Thaler, but Morgan, T-A-L-E-R?
No.
Okay, please look up Abraham Morgan Taylor, and I think it's spelled M-O-R-G-E-N-T-A-L-E-R. He's written books about testosterone. He's a professor from back east somewhere, and he has also conducted research. Professor Morgan Taylor is very firm. Testosterone itself does not cause prostate cancer. You'll find that in his books. You'll find it in his research publications. He actually had men who were known to have prostate cancer taking testosterone for 2 years, in one of his research publications reports this, and they did not have significant progression in their prostate cancer. No kidding, ma'am. So you really do need to look into Abraham Morgan Taylor. I obviously have read his stuff. I think he's correct. There's more and more coming out that tells us that all this nonsense about testosterone causing prostate cancer, it's just exactly that. And in the naturopathic world, they've pointed out for just absolutely years that if testosterone caused prostate cancer, then the people who should get the most of it are the people with the highest testosterone levels, namely 20-year-olds. And do 20-year-olds ever get prostate cancer? So rare. It's so rare at that age. There's other factors. So anyway, yes, I would look into it. Of course, I'd be working with a doctor who is knowledgeable both in the hormone replacement and in working with cancer. You said you've been to Tahoma. You probably saw Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lampson. Both of them are very knowledgeable at all the alternative things for cancer, but they certainly do work with people who are taking regular treatment and just want to do everything they can do to mitigate the effects of that regular treatment.
Okay, and then if you don't mind, I have one more question, and this is just mine out of idle curiosity. But I just recently learned about a supplement that I'd never heard of before, and it's actually a natural food additive called BHT. And I would hate to actually try to, I'll probably completely butcher the proper, pronunciation of it, butylated hydroxyproline, I think. And I've been reading articles that BHT actually has all kinds of health benefits that it can provide, namely that it has an inhibiting factor on lipid-coated viruses. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about that, this particular compound.
Nope, I'm going to have to read up on that. Is that something called butylated hydroxytoluene, ma'am?
Yes, you said it right. Yes. And I've just kind of stumbled on all of these very interesting articles that apparently that this has been actually a compound that has been studied for a number of years, but obviously there's been no clinical studies because it is dirt cheap and it is there's no, you know, profit margin in providing it. It can't be patented. And that it's supposed to have all kinds of benefits for autoimmune disease, migraines, insomnia. I mean, there's just this extensive long list. And I've just kind of gotten fascinated reading a variety of these articles, and I just thought, you know, perhaps you knew about it. And
well, the one thing I do know about it, ma'am, is that it's organic. It says so. Not only that, it says so online. And if it's organic, it's unlikely to do any harm. I'm not going to tell you it's impossible, but I'm going to tell you it's very unlikely. Certainly, we can drown in pure water, and so that can kill us. And so organic things can be dangerous, but rarely. So keep on looking into it, ma'am, because I can't give you many more answers than knowing that it's an organic compound. I just haven't had the time to look into it further.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.